Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Snow Cone, and I am very excited to announce that we are now doing video segments every day from the show over on our YouTube channel. So if you want to see what we actually see every day, just go to YouTube and search Church of Laszlo, and please give us a like and subscribe when you're there. Thanks. Hope you enjoy.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
All right, it's me, Laszlo Slim, Julia, and Snow Cone. And let's see, Saul from Vegas already checking in.
What's up, Saul?
He says, I thought you were off for the whole week. Welcome back. I missed you all, especially Slim's mom, huh?
Hey, I'm sure she appreciates that.
Let's see. Brian in Olathe, Kansas, works on a golf course, listens to us all day. How about that?
Nice.
I like that. Tommy the roofer in Vegas, Vegas-born roofing, checking in from Las Vegas. Always rocking and rolling with you guys in the office. Glad you guys are back. Hashtag listen longer. Which, you know, we don't have to dwell on it, but of the four of us, mine and Slim, our contracts are up in less than a month.
Yeah.
So if you can help with the ratings, we need you to do that, like now.
Right, like just go ahead and do that right now and we'll fix it.
Right, in your head.
Just think, for a week or
so. Right, even if you're like, well, just now, we really need you to listen longer for the next month, right?
Yeah. Are you certain that we're not already out of contract?
It's August.
Did you look?
Yeah, it's August.
Yeah, but isn't it... Okay, so is it like the very first
like the middle, week? Like August 18th or something.
Okay, and the ours are at the same time, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, all right, just making sure, because it seems like there was a moment there where someone was like, hey, we should talk about this.
And then that never came up again.
And so now I see those same people, and I'm like, hey, yeah. How's the smartest gal in the building? How's the smartest guy in the building? And yep. They're just like, hey. And that's that. So
we're going to need you to really listen longer if you can. If you can help us, you know, if you can, that would be great. And then just, you know, when you're thinking about turning it off or, you know, just make sure you don't. Listen a little bit longer. That's all we need, right?
That's it.
All right. What do we got going on today? Anything?
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to read what this says because, and Julia probably knows, she's a celebrity person. Did you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger, Julia?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I don't know the Harry Potter movies, but it says that there's a Harry Potter actress who did not find fart humor funny.
Oh, I saw this.
You did see it?
Yeah.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger farted in her face while filming a movie back in the day. Her name's Miriam Margoyles. Does that sound right? Margoyles? I think that's right.
Sure.
Famously played Professor Sprout.
I think you said, I'm sure that's when she introduces herself. She says, hi, my name is Miriam Margoyles.
Is there another vowel?
No, that's exactly how she says Goyles. It. How could you get it wrong?
She probably says Miriam Margoyles. I assume she's British.
Margoyles?
Yeah, Miriam Margoyles.
Anyway.
She famously played Professor Sprout.
Of course.
How
Professor Sprout, my
Professor
favorite
Sprout.
Character.
Yeah, well, she did it in the library with the candlestick,
of course.
Right? I don't remember how it ended, but I
know
Laszlo
ruined Professor
it.
Sprout, Julia?
I don't watch Harry Potter.
You didn't read the books or watch them?
No, I tried. I went, because they came out when I was like third grade, so I bought the books, of course. My parents bought them for me. I started to read them, but I just It was very nice of them, and I loved reading. But I just couldn't get into it. Interesting. And then I felt like I hadn't earned the right to watch the movies.
What?
That's not how that works. You're allowed to watch the movies, especially those, if you haven't read the book. I think it's okay.
No, because those people are pretty diehard.
Yeah, you're right. I hate
wizards. And if I'm like, I love Harry Potter, and they're like, which one is your favorite book? I don't know. I might get smacked or something.
Right, I get it. It's like saying you're a fan of comic books.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I really am a fan of comic books. They're like, yeah, but you know Mr. Freeze's kid is this. I'm like,
yep.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Harry Potter isn't incredible. People love it for a reason. I'm just saying, like, I couldn't get into the books, and I did not deserve the right to watch a movie.
That's right.
So
Hold yourself accountable, people. If you can't read the book, you don't get to watch the movie.
You get to watch the movie. That's right.
If you didn't read The Godfather, you can't watch the movie. Forget it.
You got to leave.
Yep. And you got to read one book for every movie you watch anyway. That's just the way it is.
Oh, like one water with every beer?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
What a horrible life.
Sounds like something a horrible parent would do. Like, well, you can't watch the movie until you read another book. Right. Like, what a great way to get kids to love reading.
There are certain movies, though, you know, that people are like, about if you didn't read
the
book.
No, you're right.
Yeah, what are some of those? Godfather's not one of them.
No, because most people say that might be the one time that the movie's actually better.
Well, I will say the first thing that popped into my mind, and I literally don't know why, because I also haven't read the book or watched the movie, is Eat, Pray, Love. But I feel like Eat, Pray, Love, people would be like,
don't know.
I don't know if I've even seen Eat, Pray, Love.
Is that related to P.S. I Love You? Is that
like
a The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
No.
Put those all in the same movie.
Eat, Pray, Love.
If I saw one, that's it. That's all I need to see. Right?
Well, that's a coming-of-age movie.
Isn't that Eat, Wallflower? Pray, Love?
I have a list here. Number one is The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Boom.
This is a list of what?
Where the books are better than the movies.
Oh, okay.
See, look at that.
Oh, it has Godfather on here, which is surprising.
The book is good, but I don't know if it's better than the movie. But
Devil Wears Prada, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings. And
Lord of the Rings.
Number one is Rosemary's Baby.
I think Lord of the Rings is one that, for sure, if you say, like, I love those movies, people would be like, well, what'd you think of the books?
I hate wizards.
Yeah,
just hate
not
wizards. I like, period. Wizards in general, I just hate them.
And no...
They're so stupid.
No wizard adjacent.
That's why I don't... I enjoy Led Zeppelin's music, but man, I can't listen to that stupid band. Like, and the wizard came down. Like, Jesus Christ.
But what about songs
you
that didn't involve
Rush,
the wizard
like,
coming
Rush
down?
Rush just singing about wizards and trees talking and like, ugh, forget it.
Okay,
forget
Rush, it. I would say there's no exception, but there's got to be some Zeppelin songs.
Led Zeppelin
songs
has
there.
A whole album with a wizard on it, doesn't it? Like a wizard walking up a stairway or something? I don't know. I'm not.
Stairway to Wizard Heaven?
Well, I know like Ramble On is about Lord of the Rings. There's plenty of songs that are in there.
Yeah, that's the only one that I know.
That's the one I know off the top of my head.
But, I mean, some of those just sound like classic rock, you know, songs.
Songs about wizards,
love.
I can't.
Yeah. You're the same way with Muse, right? Because
yeah,
they have
I hate
knights.
Muse, like those knights and they're riding horses. Like, oh, Jesus.
Because I think Lazo thinks knights are wizard adjacent.
Knights,
if you're talking about knights now.
Knights fought wizards, I think. They might have had wizards on their team, but yeah, if a knight was fighting, a wizard was sure to follow.
That
yeah.
sounds right.
I don't know.
I think that's how you get knighted, is by beating or killing
defeating
at least three wizards. Yeah.
You didn't think wizards and knights were together? Wizards and knights were together.
But to
right?
be fair, when I think of the band Muse, I do think of Twilight.
Right.
So vampires.
Yeah, wizards.
They've got a big song in that movie.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, they definitely have songs about... There's songs with, like, horses galloping. They get very... They're
in,
very
in
rushy.
Space.
Right?
Yeah.
They're very,
I mean, they're
rushy.
Honestly all the things that Laszlo hates.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect him to like that band. Back to farting in people's faces.
Sorry about that.
And the,
anyway, yeah,
I was
right
more interested in the wizard discussion. But
me too, actually.
I will tell you, we were in Houston. It did my heart so good. We were in Houston. I'm like, all right, this is Space City, right?
Mm-hmm.
The uniforms on the Astros, you know, their new City Connection ones say Space City on them. If you go to the games, it's all about space, right? And so I was like, you know, are you trying to be a good dad? I'm like, yo, we should go to that Space Center thing. And my youngest looks at me and he goes, okay. And I go, what, you don't want to? He just looks at me. And I've never mentioned somebody looks at me. He goes, I just don't care about space.
Oh, here we go.
And I was like, yes, finally. And I was like, my oldest, I'm like, you want to go see? He's like, if we have to? I'm like, we do not have to. And they're like, good. We do not care about space. And I was
they
like,
had
yes.
to have picked up. I'm sure you've talked about it before and they've heard you saying it. I mean, it comes up fairly often. Space Force. I know you talked about it a lot of times. Today's the anniversary of the moon landing, which anytime that gets brought up.
Didn't happen.
Right. This is one of the, there's like three or four things, as long as I've known Laszlo, that I don't know for certain about him. One of them, and probably the top one, is I've never been able to tell if he truly believes that the moon landing was a hoax or if it's just
a
long con. See, he says this, but I'm not, like, if he was alone in a room and had to bet a bunch of money on it with the, you know, machine that has all the world's answers, I don't know for certain that he would say, yeah, I think it was a hoax.
I've never been able to tell either.
Right?
I believe it was a hoax.
That and OJ.
And OJ, right.
And OJ's innocent. Those two things are true.
You can say it all you want. It's just,
what a way to start the show.
Right, the moon landing. Hey, happy moon landing anniversary, everyone. It was a hoax.
It was a hoax.
And OJ's innocent. Just put those two things together.
Just go up there playing golf. Come on.
So anyway, Professor Sprout, or whatever her name was.
Go back at all. Like, man, we found everything we needed. Really? I went to Houston and saw like a quarter of the city. You went to the moon. You're like, man, good enough. Not lies.
Okay.
Lies.
This, and it's, again, it's his delivery too, isn't it? So yeah. Kind of like, I'm not positive if there's a little bit of sarcasm.
What do you mean you're not positive? I can't be more honest or serious than I am right now.
You see, like when he says that, like, right. That sounds like tongue in cheek.
Right, it does. And he's not overly conspiratorial.
No.
You know, we used to have Shermer on the show a lot from Skeptic Magazine.
Yeah.
And he doesn't strike me as a kind of person.
Because I'm a skeptic. I'm a skeptic that we went to the moon.
Right.
I don't believe in the moon. I'm not even sure I believe in the moon.
Now that, see, this is where he loses me, because now he says that and it's all in the same kind of discussion here, and it's, that's clearly him trying to be tongue-in-cheek.
I mean,
well, so what do you think it might be?
A hollow moon? I don't know. AWOL said it. It could be.
Oh, yeah.
So you think that we could be looking at like a picture or something?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I know you have a friend who's very conspiratorial.
Sure, really good friend. A lot of times we have booze and talk about this.
I can't help.
Well, I don't agree with a lot of the things he says. You know, the moon landing is really, that one really stuck with him.
I think he doesn't believe in the moon either, though, right? He thinks it's...
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean...
He thinks it's like a picture or something that's being projected. I've asked him. I'm fascinated. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the time that he said that mountains were tree stumps that giants left behind.
That's right.
And I said, well, why? You know, how? And I was also like, how do I look this up? And he's like, oh, you don't. It's just something I've been thinking about. So he's coming up with his own stuff. Like, you know, I'm just looking around. So anyway, if you look, Arnold Schwarzenegger allegedly farted in some woman's face in 1999. If you want to look it up, look it up. Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
How are you?
Never better. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Glad to hear it.
Christ. All right, good.
We're going to talk about, we got a couple things to talk about before we get to the news. Like yesterday, we discussed, there was someone who called in and texted in and needed some relationship advice. And just before that, we had also played some audio from some woman on TikTok who's a marriage counselor.
Oh, yeah.
And given some, you know, this is the complaint I hear most from women. And between the two of those things, you know, I don't know, there seemed to be a little bit of debate about some of the advice that Laszlo gave, or just your reaction. I thought it was, you know, if you know Laszlo, if you know the show at all, it was exactly what I expected, and I think
people were upset with what I said.
Points. Julia was one of them. I don't know if you remember, but Julia was a little.
She wasn't angry.
Yeah,
no.
I would say that she. I don't know. Is angry the right word, or were you more?
I wouldn't call it angry. I would say.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is. Befuddled, yeah, for sure. Surprised. But maybe not that surprised,
but not
because she
surprised.
Does know you. Right.
Right.
But also, maybe kind of like I am with the moon landing. Like,
maybe
is he going to stick with this?
Off-put a little bit,
there
huh?
There you go. Off-put is good. So
because I told the lady not to sulk for 20 years?
Yeah, right. Because her husband was sexting someone else. No, you didn't say 20 years. You said after one day, get over it.
I said, get a move on. Let's go.
Yes. You said after a day. And you said,
I'm
going
to need you to bounce back, all right?
You said, I don't want a month from now to be hearing about something I did a month ago.
Yeah.
Which I totally love, by the way.
By the way, I don't want to hear about that.
I think it should be the rules.
We handled it. You yell at me. I did something wrong. I deleted the things. We blocked the people I was supposed to block. Oh, can we quit talking about it? What do you want for dinner? Jesus Christ.
Well, now someone sent me this, and I've
my life is already worse because I'm not sexing people I want to.
Right.
Now you're going to be bugging me all the time.
I lost that connection. God damn it.
God.
So someone sent this, and I've seen other people talking about it. Again, it came from TikTok, but someone found an old article from 1945 about how to keep your husband.
Yeah.
And this woman read it. Julie, have you seen this at all? The article?
No.
Okay, so I thought, well, maybe. Let's see if Laszlo agrees with some of that advice. But real quick, we were going to talk about this yesterday because we've been on vacation. Yesterday was our first day back, but we just ran out of time or forgot yesterday's snow cone. The Indiana fire hero. I don't know, Laszlo, if you've seen the video or read anything about this story, but
amazing.
The original story that I had seen posted a few days ago It just had a headline on Reddit. You know, it wasn't from a news source. It was just a video someone had posted and had a headline that said, pizza delivery guy rescues family in burning house.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. And so, nice. But then you think, okay, well, what's the actual story here? And there, you could tell it was police body cam that you were seeing as this guy was coming out of the house. And I guess at that point, he had already rescued some people. Turns out he is a pizza delivery guy, but it sounds like he was just on his way to the gas station. He wasn't necessarily delivering pizzas. Okay. I don't know if he was on the clock or not. But it was after midnight. He's on his way to the gas station, and he sees that there is a house on fire. There's a fire. I think he'd said originally that it was just behind the porch or something. So he's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He goes running into the house, and he starts saving people. And mm-hmm. I mean, he's actually picking people up and carrying them out of the house. Ooh. And you can see in some of the video there at the end, I don't know how old
Stay
that girl
gold,
was.
Pony boy.
Right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it says here, this is from the Post. Nick Bostic, 25, entered the house in the early morning hours on July 11th and saved four occupants before going upstairs to grab a six-year-old girl, according to the newspaper down there. The heroic passerby then reportedly jumped out of the second floor window while cradling the child. And you know, trying to escape this fire because he couldn't get back down the stairs. The police body cam video captured the moment a cop took the crying girl from the wheezing man's arms. So that was the 6-year old there. So four people that he goes in and he's getting these people out, and then the 6-year old, he has to go upstairs, grab this girl. This is like something out of a movie. This is like The Outsiders, right?
Right.
I guess Snowcone said that the internet was already saying this. I did not know that they were saying it, but I'm sure it's been said before. But my stance on this, Lazo, is this guy, kind of like we've talked in the past about the American Icon tag or whatever that we give to child celebrities that have been used up and spit out, and you know they need to be taken care of, I think. This guy should get taken care of.
I do think that we should incentivize heroism.
Right?
So like if you do that, like if you save four people from a burning building, and then you know, then we just give you money.
Right.
Like it doesn't totally have to be, like we don't make you rich, but we just say, okay, look, we're going to give you... you know, $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Right? That should cover rent somewhere and some food. If anything goes south, you did your job,
you're
right?
Taken care of.
It'll make more people jump in.
I agree. And I think it's maybe just...
And we always talk about how we incentivize everything else. Like, right. Oh, college kids will play better if we pay them.
Yeah.
You know, right? They'll play more bowl games if we pay them for bowl games. I understand that. Like, everybody wants to be incentivized to do something, right? Well, why don't we incentivize good deeds?
I agree.
People are like, oh, we should do them on our own. Yeah, we should, but we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
But if I was like, that building's on fire, there's some kids in there. Mm-hmm. Eh,
right?
But if I'm like, this building's on fire, there's some kids in there, and man, that's like $3,000 a month for the rest of my life. I'm going to go get those kids.
Right.
Right?
Be, and if you're the one of people in the fire,
chasing,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. But also, it just seems like the right thing to do. Because this guy is, he's kind of a, I don't even want to say celebrity because most people don't know his name, but a lot of people have seen the images and seen the video now. The police body cam footage, Lazo, when the cop runs up to him, so this guy, he hands the kid off, and then he collapses, basically. Uh-huh. He's completely out of breath. He's probably burned. And you hear him say, I can barely breathe. And eventually they come over and they have to give him medical attention. But he says, is that baby okay? Please tell me the baby's okay. I have some audio here from the body cam.
Are you Zadion? That's
everybody. Get up, get up, get up.
If you haven't seen the video, I recommend watching it. I mean, you are just getting those last moments there as he's running out, but you can see this house is completely engulfed in flames.
He jumped out of the second story
and
window.
Jumped out of the second story holding this kid and rescued all these people. I say, take care of it. And Snowcone, you said the internet was saying that.
There's a GoFundMe already, and it's far exceeded what they asked.
What were they asking?
They asked for $100,000. Last I saw, it was like $300,000.
Because I figured there would be a GoFundMe.
But there was one of the comments I kept seeing was, we need to make sure this guy can retire and with the rest of his life on some kind of pension that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think last was like $3,000. If you want to give him more, it is a drop in the bucket for, you know, our budget or whatever.
Sure.
We're going to incentivize good deeds, as Lazo put it. Because I'm totally fine with that. But $3,000, I mean, hell, that doesn't even register. No one even notices from the national budget. So, and $3,000 a month, it's not going to make you rich. But
no, but it's like, all right, well, you got something here.
It's a
good
strong
job.
Safety net, yes. And you could pay, you know, your rent or whatever if you absolutely had
to.
It'll
help you out a little bit. And, you know, it's not going to change your life. But it's enough, you know, that, hey, you got this, so, you know.
Now, I know I always ask this, but and you haven't seen the video, Lazo. I can show you here. I'll show you a still of what the house looked like as these, or I guess this is actually video here. This is the body cam footage. You can see, I mean, he has just run out of that house. That house is completely engulfed in flames. Look at that. And so that this is the moment where he is jumping out of the house now with his child in his arms. So you're on your way to the gas station to get smokes at, you know, a little after midnight, and you see that there's a porch fire. Do you automatically run inside and say, is anybody here? I like to think I would. I at least say, is there anybody inside? You know, you're getting close, and then how bad is the fire? And then if you hear voices...
I don't know that I would think about it.
Yeah, right. I might.
You know,
think
that's
that,
the thing. If I was driving, I don't know. I mean, like, he was walking, right? Or is he driving?
I thought he was driving. I know they just said that he was on the way to the gas
station.
Guess
if it was in my neighborhood and there was a fire, I would stop and get out.
Yeah, they said he slammed.
I think if I was driving by, it was more of a busy road. I'd be like, I don't know what's going on there. I'm sure, right? Like,
if you see
timing
the fire,
is everything, right? I mean, I know that sounds bad, but if I'm walking and I see a fire, I'm like, Jesus, I got to get that out. But if I'm driving, I'm like, there's a fire there. I don't really know what's going on though.
Okay, so it's middle of the night. You see a fire. No one else is standing outside. No one else seems to be around. And maybe the
Am
fire
I in a neighborhood?
Yeah, you're just
I'm
passing
in a neighborhood,
the house.
Then I stop.
You're passing the house.
Wait,
yeah.
If I'm on a 2-lane road, right? Maybe. I don't. Maybe I'm like, dude, fire, weird.
But especially once you get up there and you say, is anybody in there? What, if you hear voices, now
I think you got
to
go in.
You have to. At that point, you can't live with yourself if you don't try.
Right, you got to.
I don't know if he actually heard the voices from the outside or if he just ran in there and started asking.
You got to, but
I'm sure
God,
there'll be interviews with him.
Dying in a fire.
I know. And also, I don't know anything about fires. I'm pretty sure that, like, how, you know, when you run in there, how long does it take for the smoke to overtake you? And you hear firefighters talk about not being able to see
anything.
There's
a fireman in the Navy. That stuff's hot, too.
Right.
I mean, I know that's dumb to think, like, of course, but it is hot. Like, hotter than you think.
Yeah.
The picture of this guy they put on his GoFundMe, he's in a hospital bed, intubated. Like, it looks serious.
Yeah,
oh, he was?
Hot,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been, like, Universal Studios and been on one of those rides where something explodes in a distance, you're like, whoa, that is scorching
like
hot.
Like, it's like surprising. And I know, again, of course, fire's hot, so I sound stupid, but when I was a fireman in the Navy, it was like, it's like sticking your head in your barbecue grill.
Right.
Right? Like, you're surprised at how hot that son of a bitch is when you open the grill and your face is a little too close. Like, Jesus, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's like all, I mean, it is terrifying. And then, you know, what's better?
Yeah.
Dying in the fire or being burnt and living?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's tough. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, you want to be alive. I get it. But, man, just the torturous of the, you know, the hospitalization and what has to go on, I can't imagine.
It said in this article, I didn't see the picture of him snow cone, but it did say that he was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. But if he's intubated, that sounds...
That's what it looked like in the picture.
That sounds serious, which doesn't surprise me either if he went in there multiple times.
Well, he's a hero and we should give him money.
Yes. Sure. So it looks like that...
It shouldn't be a GoFundMe.
No, it should
it
be
should
the
be
government.
Like, Biden should just come out and be like, yo...
Here's a medal?
Heard this story, here's a medal. And I know there'd be a lot of fake ones and some people are like, oh, I helped a kid on a bike. Like, no...
Right.
And we have a committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has to vote on whether or not and approve it.
Right.
Does this person get the medal? Do we have
a committee of your
evidence?
Peers?
Yeah. And maybe
we could actually, you know, without tying up the court system.
Yeah.
Just make it a little court case. You bring it up if you want.
Yeah.
I save these people. Like, yeah, no, you don't get that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you're right. As soon as you start having anything where there's money involved, now suddenly people are like, okay, we're going to set the house on fire.
Right.
And then I'm going to pretend like I don't know you, and I'm just going to walk by.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna verify that I did save you.
Right.
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe
and every time
make
Julia starts a house fire, she gets docked money.
Right.
They take money from her.
The Church of Laszlo.
Did you see this story about the All-Star Game?
I'm just now hearing you talk about it. I was trying to look it up. I mean, I've seen stuff like this before.
Yeah, you know, so this guy, from what I can tell, this guy, he's in an autograph line, right? Well, not even a line, like, you know, where the players come by the stands and they sign baseballs for you, right?
Yeah.
They give autographs. And they have this guy on video, and he's actually elbowing children. I mean, they're not babies, but...
No, they're kids, though.
Yeah,
they're all
10,
kids
12,
them.
Maybe. Preteens, for sure.
Yes.
And he's elbowing them and getting them out of the way so that he can get Justin Verlander to sign his baseball. And so, you know, as he's doing this, I got to imagine he doesn't know that he's being filmed. But now...
Always assume.
Right. Yeah. Always. Especially in that situation.
An All-Star
right?
game,
an All-Star
yes.
game, there's going to be cameras there.
Yeah, for sure.
And now Major League Baseball players are tweeting about him, calling him a dick. Like Kevin Gausman tweeted, honestly, this is nothing new. Grown men pushing kids for balls, taking foul balls from kids, taking the ball they knew damn well we were tossing to a kid. Be better.
Well,
like that's from a professional. Like you're trying to get an autograph from professional baseball players, and now they hate you.
Well, and they're up against.
Couldn't go worse, could it?
No, that's, no. And there's like a gate, right, where they and the fans can't get past the gate. and there are kids standing in front of him. So you would say, I guess he's, you know, a row behind them, because those kids are up along the gate. He is not. And one of the kids who is in the front row and just reaching out, he doesn't look like he's even really all that animated.
Trying too hard.
Right, he's just holding out the ball, trying to get Verlander to sign it. This guy starts elbowing him, and I can't hear what he says because there's no audio in this clip. I don't think you found any audio either, Snowcone. But he gets upset with the kid, and it's like he's yelling at him, like, "Hey, quit it!" You know, almost like it's my turn.
Right, and the guy's got a Padres hat on and a Padres jersey, and the Padres tweeted, "We don't claim him."
Right.
So now even your favorite team hates you. By the way, there's just rules in life that we've decided, and I know it's sometimes. Look, I love baseball, man. I would love to catch a home run or a foul ball. Now, that wasn't this. This was, you know, if you get, you send your kids up to get autographs, not you, right?
Right.
Grown ass man. That said, if someone hits a foul ball or a home run, you catch it. They say, oh, people snag them in the air. I think that's okay. You're just reacting. You want to get the ball. But once you catch it, you give it to the kid next to you, right?
That's it.
First of all, don't push the kids. But once you catch it, you look for the littlest kid next to you, and you hand it to him, right?
Yep.
We all know that. That's what we do. We live in a civil society. We can't have – this guy needs to go to prison.
Go to prison? Well, prison seems harsh.
Off the streets.
But he definitely gets the opposite.
I would love if Major League Baseball banned him from games.
Well, that would
You know what? You can't come to games anymore.
That would be bad, but isn't it almost worse right now that he's just getting, you know?
Well, now I saw, like, in one of these, I saw it on Bleacher Report, you know, this morning, but when I tried to Google the story, I got it from the Daily Mail, of course. And so, you know, the Daily Mail's like, who knows this guy? So there's a picture of him, and they're asking, like, who is this guy? We'd like to interview him. We want to talk to him. I'm like, oh, no.
God.
Because there's been scenes where guys have jumped up and grabbed a ball in the stands out of a kid's hands, and but I've never seen him like we like this one's taken on some sort of new. I think it's because it was an autograph session,
yeah.
Right? Like it wasn't like, oh, the guy jumped up and grabbed the ball and took it. This was, dude, you're actually pushing kids out of the way.
Yeah,
but I wish this was my story, but I do have a great baseball autograph story, and if I were more of a man, I would just say it was my story, but it's not.
Which, more of a man, like, just lie about it?
Just lie about it and say it's mine, because it's such a good story. But I had a buddy of mine when I lived in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And him and his dad were baseball fans, and they would go to preseason games, right?
Okay.
And so they're going to preseason games, and it's a Reds preseason game.
Okay.
Okay? And they're all standing out there. His dad's standing in the back, and, you know, the kids wait for the players to come out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Reds players come out and Ken Griffey Sr. comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes out and everybody's waiting for Ken Griffey Sr. to sign the ball. So my buddy said, I'm waiting. I'm like 50th in line, right? And I can tell he's getting tired of signing balls. But it gets up to me and this kid just comes running in front of me up to Ken Griffey Sr. And I turn around and I push him. I'm like, yo, it's my turn. And Ken Griffey Sr. says, that's my son. So he pushed Ken Griffey Jr. down on the ground when he was a kid as he was running to see his dad after the baseball game. So his claim to fame is he pushed Ken Griffey Jr. down in front of Ken Griffey Sr.
Because it was his turn.
Ken Griffey Jr. Was just running up to get his dad a hug. Like, dad, I love you. And he's like, get out of my way. So he pushed him down. Can you imagine?
That sucks. Thank God, though, Twitter didn't exist and there wasn't viral videos of that.
Right. And he was a kid. I mean, he was 10,
sure,
too.
Sure. But, yeah. They didn't know he was going to be famous yet. But still, they knew that it was his son. Like, you just pushed down his son.
Right, and my buddy was 10 at the time, too, so it was just a 10-year-old pushing another 10-year-old, but he did push Ken Griffey Jr. down.
Right. Well, this guy looks... He's very angry at this kid for doing whatever he's doing. I wish I could hear what he's saying. Like, hey, don't try and put your...
I thought at first they were getting scammed, you know, because the Impractical Jokers did a bit like this, I think, with the Mets.
No, they wrote about that.
It was like Noah Syndergaard or something, and he went up and, like, grabbed all the balls and walked away with them. And
it's in this article here.
Oh, it is.
About that guy pushing. This is from USA Today. They said, while big league players try to avoid signing for the obvious profit-seeking adult, it's never a good look for an adult fan to push children away in hopes of scoring an autograph. It looks like an Impractical Joker's bit, which is exactly what you said earlier. Because you said, not only that, it looks like him.
It does. I mean, when I first glance, I mean, it doesn't once you really look at it. But there's a picture of him with a hat on where he's like kind of smiling. And at first glance, I was like, is that Joe? Or
yeah, it says, yeah. According to USA Today, it says it appeared to be real this time. And then they say, don't be that fan.
No, don't be that fan.
Yeah, no. And think about this, too. Imagine you're his son. Imagine he's got a kid who's, you know, I don't know how old, doesn't really matter. And now his dad's in the news. He's on, and if his son's a baseball fan too, now some of his favorite players are saying, who is this a-hole?
Yeah, now your favorite players hate your dad.
Right.
Oh, man.
That sucks. Just get out of the autograph-seeking line with the kids.
That's my thing. Like, there's another guy there, and he looks, but, you know, he's not pushing anybody down. But
I can't even see his arms.
When my kids go, I send them down there. Like, go down there. See, you know, I'm not going with you.
Yeah.
Go down there. I'll stand here and watch. Go ahead.
Even if the kid doesn't want the autograph, too bad. We're selling these things. Son, still, you're the one going down there. I'm not going to go down there as an adult. No, I understand. Me neither. But I get that they worry that that's what adults are doing.
Sure, and they do, of course.
Which is weird, too. I know, look, if there's money in it, there's money in it. But is just getting a baseball signed by Verlander as an adult, that's it. It's just signed. I mean, I don't understand how they authenticate all that stuff and every way you're just... It's an interesting job. Honestly, I'd like to see a documentary about it. There probably is a documentary about it. And it's weird also where we draw the line. I've talked to you about that before, too. But obviously, if you got an autographed basketball by Michael Jordan, that's worth a lot of money. But if you have the Gatorade cup that he drank out of, you know, during the championship, then that's not worth anything. Or it's not. I'm very curious where they draw the line with that stuff. And if this guy, is it possible that he's just a fan? Because there are adult fans trying to get autographs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe he was trying to get the autograph for his kid. That's what he should say. He should go
even
on.
Even then, it's not enough. People aren't going to be happy with that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
They're not going to be happy with you pushing down, elbowing a kid. Looks like you're going to fight a 13-year-old.
He's yelling at the kid. Wouldn't it be funny if the reason we don't have audio is because if you heard the audio, he's like, I'm sorry, son, did I accidentally hit your arm there?
No, he didn't.
No, he's not.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What, are they going to doom scroll?
We are going to doom scroll.
Good.
Are you excited?
I've never been more excited. How about you, Julia?
Never more excited in my entire life.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You should do a doom scrolling theme party next week. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. What would people do?
Just like something in the news.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just anything.
How about that?
Topical.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that idea. You should throw that party. You could do it. Something current in the news. You have to dress up like.
I know. I'm trying to think.
But you could dress up like a guy, you know, trying to break into the Capitol.
Yeah.
You could dress up.
Yeah, this could get
really
cancelable real fast.
You could be what?
I'm gonna pass on the theme idea.
I do like
you
could be Europe on fire.
Yeah. Well, what are the Queen's guards called? Snow cone. The royal
Queen's guards.
The Queen's guards. You could be a Queen's guard, like drinking the bottled water, right? Or maybe your hat's on fire or something. Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
I don't know if that.
I wasn't supposed to say that. There's no 9/11 theme party.
Right. That would be really bad. If you're, you know, okay with
that. I mean, come on, though. It's been a while. Like, Jesus Christ.
No.
Everybody gets so upset about it. Like, there's a lot of bad things that have happened here, but like that's the one you can't talk about.
I don't know. We talked about this years ago after it happened because it was, you know, Pearl Harbor, obviously. Yeah. I'm not saying that people joked around about Pearl Harbor, but it wasn't nearly as sensitive because it had been a long time ago. But well, that's what I was going to ask. Are there some things that they just never
really
put in a theme party?
Theme parties about mass killings.
Yeah, that might just be the rule. I don't know. That could be the rule. If it's a couple celebrities that get mauled by a tiger.
Tragedy time equals satire. I get it. And, you know, look, I mean, people do 9/11 jokes, right?
Yeah, but I think if you dress up as a
But you got to have like refrigerator privileges for that, right? Like, what's his name? You know, the new Kardashian.
The new Kardashian.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. He made a living on those jokes at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I made a movie about it, for God's sakes. But he has refrigerator privileges. You know, his dad died in it. Yeah. Then that other person tried to do it and said they lost someone in it. Remember?
The guy from The League?
Yeah, right?
Well, he
said
that
your parents never died in it. And
well, he
was like, that's my thing. You can't steal that.
Yeah, I don't see. I have not seen images of people dressing up as like 9/11 things for Halloween or theme parties.
No,
really.
No, because that's terrible and you shouldn't.
No, I know. I'm just there are things
but
that
people do. But we do dress up in like horrible things.
Right. Someone get like when Siegfried and Roy.
Well, we saw people dress up like Princess Diana with, you know, taillights all over.
Yeah. But you know what else?
Paparazzi chasing her. I remember that Halloween. I dressed up like that. So somebody did. It was me.
It was Laszlo. Go back and look.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
The Order of Hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, let's doom scroll.
Lazo, your favorite topic, the Secret Service text.
I find that perplexing.
Me too. And you know, after our discussion yesterday, I was thinking about it more when I got home last night. Like, just more about the fact that these are government employees, and I know we mentioned it, but these have to be government phones,
right?
Government employees. And, you know, don't we keep record of, like, everything that the government is doing? Isn't that, like, what the archives does or something? Aren't we supposed to have some sort of record? Because they're
saying, know that if the FBI comes and gets my phone, they can read anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, they've proven that over and over again. But now with the Secret Service, like, boy, man, your iPhone's got super delete on it or something. Like,
right.
I don't buy it. Not for a second.
Yeah, and none of these articles I read.
They just put it out there like we're idiots. Well, like, oh, well, you know, they can't get it.
Exactly.
Can't get it. Okay,
yeah,
well,
give me
like
more.
What?
Give me something else. Why can't you get it? Yeah.
Who did we ask to get it?
Right. And at least say that you were using some sort of encrypted app.
Where's
that
the guy who took over for Steve Jobs? What does he say? Does he say you can't get it? Like, right?
Right. I mean, and that's
what
they don't
service
even say.
Does the Secret Service have its own? It doesn't use T-Mobile or something? Like,
right.
I don't know that. I want to know the details.
Me too. And maybe somebody does.
And maybe they do. They're not going to have their own service. I don't know. But so they can't get. I know they wouldn't let Obama. They got pissed at Obama because they still use the BlackBerry. Like,
And maybe they do. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If someone has read any of this and you've seen any of these.
And where's the outrage? Answers. Like, the outrage was, where's her emails? Lock her up. Where's her emails? Well, where's the text messages?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't even know what's on them, by the way.
Me neither.
Might not be anything even incriminating. Who knows?
What's even worse is they turned over just one, which is honestly, like, worse than saying we don't have any.
I didn't know
just
they turned over
one. Is kind of like, it feels like a dig, right?
I didn't know they turned over one.
They turned over one single text message. I don't know.
Was that from today or something?
Yeah, that's what I just read.
Interesting.
So they asked them to turn them over, and they said, you have like 20 days to do it. Then they reminded them, and then 2 days later is when they were all deleted.
Right, but they act like this is part of their annual spring cleaning
that you what would happen to me if a judge said, yo, turn over your phone, and I'm like, and don't touch it, and I'm like, okay, and we'll give you 10 days to drop it off. I'm like, cool. And then I'm like, Raph, sorry, throw it in the ocean. They're like, what? Like, they wouldn't be like, okay, well, you know, sometimes you just throw it in the ocean. Like, what?
It makes no sense.
But I found one message
message.
Here, it was just
one says, didn't do anything.
I tipped my DoorDash driver.
Watching Netflix, right? Like, here you go. That's the one I got. Really weird. Just dated in time for whenever that murder happened. It says, at home, watching Netflix.
Just a poorly Photoshopped screenshot.
Sent to 12 people. So, like,
right.
What?
Told all my friends, I really hate seeing this coup. Such a bummer.
Boy.
So the Secret Service says
Biden would just be president. None of this would have, like, what?
Anybody but Trump. The Secret Service plans to do a forensic examination of the agents' phones, identify...
They are the Secret Service!
Right. The agents' phones...
I promise, we're really going to check up on ourselves. What?
It makes no sense.
What?
There has
hey,
to
we
be-
need to get the Secret Service text messages. Don't worry about that. Deleted them. What? They deleted them? You know what? Let's have the Secret Service look into that.
It makes no sense. And who's in charge of them? I know they're their own thing, and they do what? Money and security detail,
right?
There
was someone else that's in charge of this investigation, and he says they're totally stonewalling them.
And just why even say, like, we deleted them, but we didn't do it on purpose? You know, it was just bad timing because we were...
equipment upgrade.
Right. We just had to get our new equipment. We have to get rid of that stuff.
No.
Don't say that. Don't even say that. Just say, you'd be better off saying, I can't seem to find them.
No.
I guess we didn't text it all those days. Did we? I can't believe it. No one said a word on the 5th or the 6th.
And why? Like, you're just doing it. Like, even just delete some of them.
Right.
Like, if you can delete, just delete some of them. Like, here's our text messages. Like they're all just back and forth. Like, let's help save the Capitol, right? Yeah. Like, just show us those.
Like the gap in the Nixon tapes.
Well, of course. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So they plan to do this forensic examination. They had said originally, like, I thought they'd said Thursday.
Nixon, kids, he was a president a long time ago. You don't need to worry.
And he recorded all of his conversations.
Oh,
which
really weird. Guy,
I don't know why you'd do that, but.
But don't worry about it. Really distant past, and we didn't learn anything from it. So
right,
no reason
matter
to look
anyway,
into
right?
it. We're still deleting stuff and hiding it, so it doesn't matter.
So I'm with you. Why put them in charge of this, you know, examination, this forensic examination? Have someone else come in and take a look. Also, what kind of phones were they using? What's the service? What was the messaging app that they were using? I'd like to know those things. And maybe it says somewhere, but I have not read those answers anywhere. They just said originally, oh, we'll get this stuff back. We'll have to do some sort of forensic examination, whatever. We'll pull up this deleted stuff. Then yesterday they said, can't do it. And so now they say, we're going to have to do a real deep dive and see if we can't trace them. Has anyone got an IT guy? And I don't know. I feel like they're saying it might not be something they can recover. I mean, they actually did say that at one point. They said we can't recover the stuff, which again, that just doesn't sound. I've watched a lot of true crime stuff. And also, it's the government. I thought the government was supposed to keep track of all this stuff, all their employees, right? Isn't that a thing that we do? I don't know.
Tuesday's deadline for the Secret Service came and went. Some of the text messages exchanged within the agency on January 5th and 6th, 2021 remain missing, not handed over despite a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee, potentially deleted and irretrievable. The National Archives has ordered an internal review of what it calls unauthorized deletion of texts by the Secret Service, which this morning is pledging full cooperation.
Sure.
So the Washington Post reported...
Don't worry about us.
Right, we got it.
We are going to cooperate.
The Washington Post reported that the Secret Service had no new text messages to turn over to Congress. Like, I think we're good with that. The Jan 6 panel had given the Secret Service until Tuesday, quote, we received a letter today that did provide us with a lot of documents and some data. However, we did not receive the additional text messages that we were looking for. That's Representative Stephanie Murphy from Florida, a member of the January 6th panel. So they did turn over something. And you say, Snowcone, it might have been one text message.
It says right here, CNN.com, Secret Service provided a single text exchange to investigation after request.
Let's see what it said.
Let me check and see.
Oh, here, I see it in this one. The Secret Service turned over only one text message conversation, according to the letter, which was obtained by NBC News.
So a conversation.
So Tuesday night, I guess they said we got one text message. That was the quote. We got one text message. But that, it is clear to me, that is a text message that may have been captured through another branch of government. That's what.
Oh, right.
That's what this.
Well, why don't we use
said.
That other branch of government to get the rest of them?
Hey, let's just get. Does anyone work at the library? Can we get some of their text messages, maybe?
Doesn't the whole goddamn thing burn? Who cares?
I mean, right.
Who cares?
It's
a big toilet. Just flush it.
Do you
it's
really
on
need...
fire.
It's literally on
change.
Fire.
School's getting shot left and right. You can't go anywhere. Just flush it. Start over again.
Yeah, I feel like the text message.
Now we've gone too far.
And they were they even the last straw? I think the last straw had to have been a while ago.
Yeah,
we're probably
cares?
Too dumb to recognize it. But whether you know love Trump, hate Trump, whatever the case may be, you got to kind of agree
it's
with us.
Dumpster
there's a
fire.
Good chance that it's over. And if it's not, it is certainly a dumpster fire and a literal fire as Europe continues to burn. Now they don't have air conditionings. They're evacuating more people.
You're a professional
and
broadcaster.
I showed you yesterday, Lazo, that video of that town in the UK that was on fire. I mean, that entire town is gone. And I guess yesterday was. Tell me if I'm listening to this wrong, but when I heard this report, they said the hottest recorded temperature ever, not just for that day. They don't say for that day.
London stifled by record-breaking temperatures, a high of 104.4 degrees Fahrenheit, the hottest day ever in Britain. Outside London, the town of Wennington set ablaze. Houses completely consumed by flames, engulfed in smoke. In a country where air conditioning is a rare luxury and homes are often built to retain heat, many of those who did go outside sought refuge where they could. More than 37,000 evacuations in France since last week, 5,000 in Greece. Across Europe, more than 1,500 heat-related deaths.
Yeah, I just saw another, and I don't know if how often these numbers are updated from different sources, but this one says most of Europe was returning to a more typical summer heat as of Wednesday afternoon, but they say that heat wave killed 1,169 people and forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes. They don't have air conditioning. That's a big, big issue. And I keep hearing that.
What is it, air conditioning put out fires?
No, but the people that are dying from, heat exhaustion or whatever. Yeah.
They didn't all just die in fires.
Right. No, I don't think they all died in fires. I think a lot of them died from some sort of, well, I guess fire would be a heat-related death. I don't know. But no, I got the impression that they were saying the reason it's such a big issue is because a lot of these people, most of these people, don't have ACs. We hear about that. Remember, we bought those air conditioners a couple times?
We bought air conditioners for people.
They're like, buy a window unit for an elderly person or whatever. Yeah.
And we bought some.
Yeah, and by the way, when we did that, or I guess those years that we did that, it was like $100 per AC. They were getting a good deal on those things. $100.
I don't know.
Not too shabby. But, as
you
mentioned.
London.
Right.
And I know I went to college with the mayor and everything, and I'm a really good guy, but just start buying air conditioning, just giving to people. Be like, hey, we didn't need these before, but here you go. Here's some air conditionings. Put them in all the units.
Well, apparently air conditioning is becoming more common, and more people are opting for it. But, again, Laszlo, as we mentioned
yesterday. It feels like you could give away a bunch of, even if just small window units, right?
Yeah.
Feels like that we should see trucks and trucks and trucks loaded with small window unit air conditionings to be given away to people.
I saw that. I don't remember where it was. Someone was giving away free movie tickets to certain people so they could go get out of the heat. And actually, I think one of them, I don't know if it was AMC, Laszlo, or not, but someone said they were giving redheads free tickets so they could get out of the sun.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, go in there and cool off. I don't know why you do always think movie theater when you think, I need an air conditioning. My air conditioning's out at my house. It's hot. Yeah. Where can I go? You always think movie theater.
Yeah.
And you watch those old movies and they talk about, you see the big ads on the marquee that says, it's air conditioned here. Like those were one of the first places. So I would assume that in Europe, they're air conditioned as well. I don't know how many movie theaters there are. But
where would you go if you didn't have AC? Where would you go?
Movie theater.
Casino.
Too. Yeah.
That's right.
It is always really cold there.
Always super cold. And you can just walk around. No one bothers you.
Yeah, that's true. Might
smoke cigarettes, get some booze, right?
And you can gamble.
You don't even have to. And if you don't even want to gamble, you can just walk around.
You're gonna
watch TV, but you can just sit and watch TV.
Yeah,
they got sports games on everywhere.
Absolutely, you could.
And it's open 24 hours. You damn near live there.
Yeah, that's right. Because if it is the middle of the night and you're like, oh my god, my AC's out. It's 80 degrees in here, 90 degrees in here. Yeah, just go to
any casino.
Right. Well, sorry, I tried to support your.
Well, I do love AMC.
College and everything else. How's that going, by the way?
AMC stock?
Yeah.
It's doing good today.
Is it? Today, specifically?
Well, let's see. Last couple days, I will tell you. Did you sell yours?
No, because it said the other day, I don't know what day it was, but it said I'd made more money. I got the little tracker there, and it said I'd made a little bit more money.
It's up to $17.50.
Hey, not too shabby. Mm. What? We're already out of time? All right, we're out of time. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and finish.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
It's doom scroll.
All right. Well, Laszlo.
Slim Fast.
Your home state of Michigan.
Yes.
There's a news story that's been making the rounds. You may have seen it on Twitter or Reddit or something at this point, but the woman who's suing over the bad date. Have you seen this?
No.
I'm a little confused. So she filed this lawsuit, it looks like, in 2020. Then I'm guessing because of, it takes a while. The gears of justice move slowly, right? Okay. Is that what they say? She filed it in 2020, so I don't know if it was COVID or what, but she just went in front of a judge. Now, she's suing because she says that she had a bad date. But I want to read to you. This is straight from TMZ, which everyone's quoting. So legal docs obtained by TMZ show that she first filed the suit back in 2020, and in it, she alleges that Richard, which is the guy she's suing, deliberately and intentionally hurt her when he, quote, did not show and left on her mother's birthday, and her mom had just passed away. How can he not show and leave? That's the part, because some headlines will say that she's suing because he stood her up, and others are saying that she's suing because it was a bad date. But they're all using the same TMZ thing here, which says he did not show and left on her mother's birthday, and her mom had just passed away. Which,
okay.
Right, okay, I thought maybe this was a Slim Fast moment where you're going, just, you know, you'd say, you idiot, this is what they mean by that.
To me.
Back in 2020, deliberately and intentionally hurt her when he, quote, did not show and left on her mother's birthday and her mom had just passed away. That's what I'm thinking.
They left her.
That's what I thought originally.
Didn't show and left her alone.
Oh, and left her alone on her. Okay, so they're at, because they added the her in there. So they left her alone. See, Snoke. I asked Snoke and I ran it by Snoke.
Jesus
Christ,
man.
I said, hey, is this one of those dumb moments here?
Sixth grade reading level.
Did he stand her up or did he leave?
He didn't mind me first because he tried to avoid all this.
And I know Snowcone had already seen the video, but the judge was not happy about this. This was done over Zoom. I don't know where she was. Snowcone, I know you saw the video. It looked like she's like at the airport or something while she's doing restaurant.
I think I read somewhere she was returning a rental car.
Oh, okay. So that's where she was.
But she's
this
like
happened.
Walking around like it looks like an airport or
something. Yeah. I mean, you see the windows behind her. You can tell it doesn't look like a house. Anyway, the judge said, look, he got so angry at one point, he took his mask off so that he could yell at her some more. She's saying that, you know, this is a defamation. Right? Or not defamation, but...
Did you
read the story?
Yeah, sorry. Perjury.
None the judge of that makes any sense. Perjury?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Lied about
she
it?
Doesn't know what perjury is, and that's the point. The judge starts getting so angry, like, do you know what perjury is? And he's trying to explain it to her. But while he's trying to explain it to her, he also tells her, if you watch the whole thing, that this belongs in circuit court, which I'm thinking, why isn't the judge just saying this doesn't belong in court at all?
Do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand perjury is a lie. I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath. So
exactly, and I got documents that prove he was lying.
You don't understand. It's a false statement made under oath.
Bottom line is you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
Wow. And Snowcone and I were talking about this. How did she not get in trouble there? Because it goes on for a while. There's a lot of, he's slowly raising his voice. He gets more and more animated, more upset. He pulls his mask down to explain, do you know what perjury is? She's like, yes, it's when somebody lies. He's like, no, it's when somebody lies.
Imagine why anyone would leave that woman.
Right? I mean, she looks pretty in the Zoom thing. Somehow this guy must have gotten some sort of, I mean, maybe not, but maybe he did. Maybe he got some sort of indication like, I don't think I'm going to go on that date after all. But I can't believe that the judge didn't, one, say this doesn't belong in court. This is ridiculous. This isn't perjury.
Kind of court.
Any court at all, because instead he says he's the one that started saying like this belongs in circuit court. And also, how did she
circuit court?
Yeah, why would this?
Not district court.
Not district
civil court?
Yeah, I don't understand
it.
Did
he say civil court?
No, he was saying
he said circuit court. Again,
you two guys,
dude, it's from TMZ. I'm getting it from TMZ
here.
He keeps saying circuit court, which is where she says she's going to take it, I guess. I don't understand what that means. I don't understand why it belongs in court at all. And also, how does she not get contempt of court for screaming at him while he's trying to talk to her? Lazo, if you yelled at a judge like that during a DUI hearing or something, you would get in trouble almost immediately, right?
Sometimes, sure.
It seems like people do. Maybe I've watched too many movies. I don't know. But I was surprised she didn't get in trouble. I'm more surprised, I think, by the fact that he's like, this belongs in a different court. Like, first you need to get her to stop talking long enough that you can explain what perjury is. Once you've got that out of the way, then see if she still wants to take this thing to court or not. Also, I don't know what the rules are about what you can and can't take to court. I mean, I guess maybe you get a day in court for just about anything, right? Yeah. I know they'll say, like, does a trial get to move forward? Like the woman who's suing Subway for the tuna claim. I saw the other day that a judge said that can move forward. But it's still like it went to, you know, a judge. A judge decides. Right. And somehow she, in this instance, was on Zoom with the judge trying to have her day in court. And the judge is saying, take it somewhere else. Okay. Lazo, your kids are Gen Z, right?
Probably deserves a lot of money.
Well, it's possible. What was she suing for? $10,000, I think.
Yeah, acted inappropriately.
Yeah, $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 is what she's suing for. Hey, maybe she'll win it. Maybe
what
that
if you're
the
guy?
Headline. Right, and you're getting called to court because you didn't show up to a date. Could you imagine? You would think that it's not going to happen. I would assume.
Right.
How does that work? Do you get served for something like that?
Probably. I just got to think I would never go, and then I would end up losing.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not going to court for this. I'm not listening to any of you.
because it doesn't make any sense. And as you're reading, you're like, well, I've never met this person, so this is obviously some sort of misunderstanding.
Right.
She's got to be thinking of somebody else.
I ghosted her. I'm ghosting the judge. I'm ghosting everybody.
Right. I'm not dealing with this. And does it say, I've never been served before, but does it say, I know it says your court date. Does it give you details about what you're being sued for?
Yeah, I think so.
Like when you get divorced, does it say in there? I mean, that would be pretty obvious. You're getting a divorce.
I've been served before, so yeah, it tells you.
Yeah. I cannot imagine. I don't know if this guy's been interviewed or not, but I'd love to know what his reaction was when he got served and found out that he was being sued for a date that he didn't show up to. Now, that said, I've definitely been a bad date. I don't think I've ever stood someone up. I don't think I ever said I was going to go on a date. I mean, if someone's willing to go on a date with me, I can't imagine saying no thanks.
Well, stood them up. Like, they're there waiting for you, or you made plans and broke them, because I guarantee you
No, like, they're waiting for me. Like, they expect me to show up on this date.
At a place.
Yeah, like, or even if I'm
not like I'll call you later.
No. Like, we've got a date. I'm supposed to pick you up at this time. I'm supposed to meet you somewhere at this time. I don't think I've ever done that. Have you?
I'm sure.
I mean, I'm trying to think if I've even... I haven't been on that many, like, dates like that with, you know, someone that you don't know very well, but I don't think I've ever walked out of one either. That, I mean, I should have a couple times. Right. I wish I had the guts to do that, but I don't think I have. I did watch a girl walk out on a guy. I was at a bar, and it was a guy that I sort of knew. I knew his brother better than him, but I sort of knew him. And when he came in, he'd said hi to me. Oh, hey, how's it going? I couldn't really remember his name, that sort of relationship.
I remember the story, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's going on this Tinder date with this girl he'd never met before. She shows up. I've never seen her before in my life. And the date doesn't go well. She gets up, and as she's walking out, she stops it at my table and she starts talking to me. She's like, oh my gosh, this date, it's so horrible. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know what to say. Like, I know that guy, you know, sort of. And so I'm like, oh, well, sorry to hear that. And she's like, I told him I was going to the bathroom, but I don't think I'm going back. And I can see him sitting over there. And I'm like, oh boy. So she ends up just staying at the table. Like, she's sitting there for a long time talking. And I don't know what to say. Like, hey, you know, I think...
Is he looking at you talking to her?
There's a lot of people there, but I never made direct eye contact with him, but I'm almost positive that a couple times I looked over, he had looked to see what she's doing. He knew where she was.
Right.
And that she wasn't
so
coming back.
Embarrassing.
It's so, and I'm like caught in the middle here. And so eventually he gets up and leaves. And I was like, hey, your date's leaving. She's like, oh, good. And that was that. And then she ended up.
Well, was that that?
Well, you know, it wasn't
then you
all
made
that,
out with her?
Yeah.
Had sex with her?
Yeah. She was into me. I don't know why. I didn't say no.
Julia's shocked. The face. The look on Julia's face.
I was just like, wow, what a day.
A turn of events, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting for that plot twist.
I wouldn't have kissed her in front of him, you know, with him still sitting there, I don't think, even though I couldn't remember his name.
Of course you would have.
Lazlo, you have Gen Z. I know I've asked you this a million times. It's
my oldest
one
is Gen Z.
Okay, so
my youngest is Alpha.
Alpha. See, I can't remember that at all. I never see that written about. Gen Z, which is your oldest son, so he's 15. He's part of Gen Z. According to this new report, people are fascinated by this. Apparently, they don't use Google nearly as much. As a matter of fact, about half of them don't use Google to look stuff up. What are they using?
TikTok.
Yes, social media.
Whether it's searching for a new restaurant or a vacation getaway, the first place many of us go is Google. But internal research shared by Google found that nearly half of Gen Zers actually go to social media platforms. So we're talking Instagram or TikTok, and that's to get their information.
Super fascinating. The ages of those surveyed ranges from 18 to 24, according to TechCrunch.
But it's not, okay.
I would say I do that. Right. I definitely use social media now more if I want to know something.
Exactly. And that's what they're saying. If you read this thing, is that if they want to get updated on what's going on, they go to TikTok, they go to social media, just to get an idea of what's going on in the world. It doesn't say that they go there to search things necessarily. Right.
Well,
right?
I do search things. Right. Like if I want to review on something, or I'm looking up, like when I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, I wanted to look up some cool bars. So I went to TikTok instead of...
Really? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because you know what is when you say in the instance of like wanting to go somewhere, if you Google a place, I feel like when I go to those websites that are like TripAdvisor and things, like I don't trust all the reviews because I feel like some of those, the people that work there put them up.
Right. Yes.
I'd rather hear like an actual like point of view as they're walking me through the place.
So you'll look it up and watch videos about different places around to get an idea of what's good and what's not. I do the Reddit thing where I'll search something and then add Reddit to it so that I can get something that's hopefully not paywalled, something that's... Do you ever do that?
No.
You don't? Just go straight to Google and that's
yeah,
that.
I Google most things.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really surprise me, though, that Gen Z is, you know, they're using the internet differently.
Sure, of course.
Than we do. I mean, that just makes sense. It was so fascinating.
I would actually might even now get TikTok and use it for that.
Just
because
well,
if I do travel sometimes, like, you know, I'll just Google, like, cool restaurants near me, and it's always like, you know, go to Yelp. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to Yelp. Sucks.
Right.
Like, I don't trust any of it. And what Julia just said makes a ton of sense. If I were on vacation somewhere and I was like, cool restaurants in this city, I'd probably get better advice on TikTok.
Well, apparently that's what Gen Z is doing. Google out,
well, good for
TikTok
them.
In.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, so I got this list, and I feel like it just may be me, and I'm completely out of touch. Which I'm sure it is, and you guys will all be like, of course, of course, of course. But it was a list, and it came up on my computer. I just clicked on it, and it said highest paid TV stars.
TV.
And I was like, okay.
Current running shows.
Right. Yeah, I guess. I'm looking at them, but I don't know most of these shows. And some of the people I know well, and I'm like, that person's in the show. So number one, anybody got a guess?
Millie Bobby Brown. Well, not number one, but I feel like she's on the list.
I'm terrible at this. Yeah.
Kevin Costner. Yellowstone.
Oh, for that Yellowstone.
Now, I've never seen it, but I've heard it's great, right? 1.3 million.
I'm bad at TV.
And then...
It's only 1.3 million?
1.3 million.
So only?
Well, I just mean the Friends stars were getting a million in the late 90s or whenever it was per episode. I didn't know what it was up to now for stars to do series.
Mahershala Ali?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Oh, yeah, Mahershala Ali. He's the guy in Moonlight and Detective Season 3.
What's he
the
in?
The Plot.
The Plot, what's that?
$1.3 million for The Plot.
Hold on, you're getting paid?
I've never heard of
At
this.
At least, you know, I've heard of Yellowstone, I've heard people talk about it, but The Plot, I've not heard people talk about. And even when I look it up, I just get stuff about the book. Hold on. So we think it's a series.
I think. It says highest paid TV stars. Tied for number one.
Here we go.
For The Plot.
Mahershala Ali, drama, The Plot. Boy, there's not a lot about this. I see something here. So it is based on the book that I just found when I tried to look it up. I wonder if it's something that's going to be coming out. What's the date on this? January of 2022. So it must not. Maybe it hasn't started. Hulu, they landed the rights to it, so it can't be, it must not be out yet, right?
I don't know.
If that came out in January, they said they landed the rights to it and they'd signed him on. It doesn't even have in this article that I'm reading a release date.
All right, Michael Keaton, $1 million for Dope Sick.
What?
I've seen that advertised where it's about the, you know, the opioid crisis or something. He's a doctor. I haven't watched it, but he gets $1 million. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are in a TV show called 1923.
What year was this list? Man, it seems like a 1994 list, right?
Was that Yellowstone's in it.
Yeah. Dope Sick, I didn't know.
You know
about
1923?
I'm just saying all these actors are like...
Now, Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd, I did watch The Shrink Next Door. That was good. They got $1 million each.
Oh, okay.
Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. Mm. Sylvester Stallone is in a TV show called Tulsa King.
Oh, I've seen ads for that, I think. Hold on. Is that on Paramount, maybe?
No idea.
Tulsa King.
Have you heard of any of these?
I mean,
Julia?
No. I'm not good at TV, no. I mean, I've heard of Yellowstone, right. Obviously.
Yeah, the Tulsa King. Okay, I've seen that advertised. It's on Paramount Plus. I'm forced to watch the commercial for it. I thought it was a movie.
Tulsa King.
Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne for Platonic.
When does that come out?
Brie Larson, Lessons in Chemistry. Natasha Lyonne, Poker Face.
You know what it is? There's just too many services now. So it's
right.
Like,
I haven't heard
these shows
any
could
of
be
these.
On Amazon Prime. They could be on Stars. They could be on anything. And if you don't have that service, you don't see it.
Yeah, but you think you at least hear people talking about it, you read about it.
Sure.
You know, some
Fellow
of these...
Travelers? I've never heard of any of these TV shows.
I mean, some of these don't have Wikipedia pages. The Platonic thing I also think might not be out yet. Just
Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto are in a TV show together?
Are these like upcoming
called
shows?
We Crashed? What the hell? Are
these upcoming shows that aren't out yet?
Well, some,
I mean, The Shrink Next Door's out. Ted Lasso's out.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we're probably infuriating a lot of people that really love these shows.
Well, no, because so we crashed. It says 2022, so I think there's probably a chance that that is at least recent. Okay, it premiered on March 18th, 2022. It's been out a few months. The Seth Rogen one, all I can find is articles about, like, pictures of them on the set. And here's one that says they added new cast members. That was in May. So that must not be out. I mean, if Seth Rogen was in a show, I feel like we would at least hear about it.
Well, he was
right?
in Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he produced it, right?
I think so.
At least we knew about that. We watched it. At least I think a couple of us did.
I did, yeah.
Yellowstone, I've heard of. That was the first one on this list. Yep.
Anyway, all right, so you guys haven't heard of me. That freaked me out when I started reading. I was like, I don't know any of these.
No, most of them I haven't. Tulsa King, only because I keep seeing the commercial for it, but I thought it was a movie. And it's weird, too, that I guess you would include it, but like Dope Sick, you're saying that's a like a miniseries or a limited series?
I just see it. It's a show. I see it. You know, it's advertised me on Hulu.
Okay, so maybe I just read that it was a limited series, but you don't even think of that stuff, those miniseries, because like the long, basically movies that they've right. cut up into, you know, 3 or 4 hour-long segments, that doesn't come to mind when I think of that stuff, but it makes sense, because most of the time that stuff's really
expensive.
Well,
I still haven't seen any of these names before. No. Like, I did not know Sylvester Stallone was on a show called Tulsa King.
that
seems like I should know that.
Yeah, but if you start watching something on Paramount, I guarantee you'll start seeing commercials for it. That's the only reason I was aware of that, because they don't let you fast forward through those opening commercials. Okay. But
right.
most of that
I don't
stuff
feel so bad.
Heard.
That's good.
But hold on, am I crazy for thinking that? I mean, the Friends stars did get paid $1 million per episode. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but didn't they work up to that?
Right.
It's not like
saying,
they made that out of the gate.
It was like last season.
But if you've got like a movie star or something, if you got Seth Rogen in a series, I didn't know what that would pay now. Before Laszlo read me this list, you're going to do a series.
Wait,
what do you
not
pay someone?
Million
this
per
is
episode?
Per episode.
Yeah, he's saying per episode. But I'm saying it's like $1.5 million per episode.
Right.
I just, if it had gone way up from that, I wouldn't have been shocked.
Right. I mean, Friends was.
Of course, network show that had 30 million viewers, those
right.
days are kind of
well,
over.
Well, $1.3 million seems like a lot
oh, yeah.
for stuff that we've
never
even
heard
of
yeah.
before.
That's
I mean,
true.
Everyone's heard of Friends, so they, I mean.
Right. And I wonder
nobody's
what
people, heard of Tulsa King, but they're throwing Sly Stallone $1 million for it. The fact that Sly Stallone's getting $1 million for Tulsa King and Jason Sudeikis is getting the same for Ted Lasso seems
that's when you said Ted Lasso, I thought, well, that seems odd because that's Apple. It's their thing, right? That's the one thing they have that everyone
yes.
talks about. It's won a ton of awards. You never meet someone that says, I hate that show. Mm-hmm. You really never meet someone that says, I haven't heard of that show at this point.
Right.
I would have thought he'd be higher than at least some of the other people on that list that you read that I've never heard of. What do you think the biggest show, like as far as just total number of viewers, it's got to still be network, right? But
I would think.
What is it these days? Is it an NCIS still? Is it Stranger Things? We don't know for sure, right? Because I know Netflix
kind of. Game of Thrones was for a long time.
But that's
yeah.
cable, right?
Yeah, it wasn't.
They were getting like 12 million or something. I think NCIS could do like, could still, well, somewhat recently get like 20 million at times. One of those shows. I don't remember which one. But
what's the show with the dead people go chasing people through the streets that people love?
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was cable too, though.
Succession's really big. That's HBO.
And maybe network shows
Walking
aren't that
Dead,
much
though, had
now.
To be huge. Because
sure
they
huge.
Had to have huge
yeah.
numbers, I mean, because people were really into that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was huge. But, you know, for a long time, you forget about those network shows that you don't even necessarily hear people talk about that much.
I'm
looking
at something, and this says the biggest show's 2021 to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the first three are football.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's
number four is the OT.
Okay. I've heard of that, but
number five is NCIS.
Okay. This,
so it must be those
this
FBI, Chicago Fire.
Yeah. I've got Blue Bloods on this one. Yeah. FBI. Yeah. Which FBI didn't know it was a thing until accidentally came across the other day on some streaming service. But I wonder how much bigger those are. And do those people get paid a lot more because they're on these network shows that have more viewers? Or I guess most of the people that you read on that list are stars, like movie stars. And I know now
sure.
Golden Age of TV, that doesn't matter so much, but a lot of those people were movie stars. So I guess it's not shocking that they get paid more. Who knows what someone from NCIS gets paid now? I kind of want to look. We got to play Laszlo this. I guess it's
the most popular
advice.
Trending TV series of 2022. Number one, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Number two, Stranger Things. That's crazy to me.
And that's like people talking about it, trending?
Number four, The Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's really popular, too. That's got to be Prime's biggest show, right? I would think.
For sure.
Unless I'm overlooking something.
I thought Euphoria broke.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Records, too.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Euphoria is 12.
Oh.
Not a good call.
Right behind Ozark.
Hey.
And right in front of Peaky Blinders. So, I mean, those are all big shows.
Let me try.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, my name is Laszlo. It's Julius Slim Fast Snow Cone. It's the Church of Laszlo. Like we said, you know, it's contract time. Going to need you to hashtag listen longer if you could do that for us, all right? That'd be nice. Every time you think about turning it off, just give it a couple more minutes. We're going to need your help here.
Yeah.
About 20 days. Just listen as much as you can. After that, you're on your own.
Right.
We can go back to not caring anymore. Yes. But we need you now.
Yesterday, Laszlo, I played you the audio of that marriage counselor who said, this is the complaint that I hear most from women and what men need to do.
I thought what she had to say was, men need to step up their games. We need to be, you know, active participants.
Active participants.
Good teammates.
Yep. And you were an active listener to her.
Yes, I was.
And I think it showed. You've changed so much just since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You look like a whole new person.
Thank you.
So, we talked about that. We also had someone
her and Julia
text us.
Helped me see the fault in my ways.
Yeah. You know,
so thank you.
You're welcome.
A little bit of
a
disagreement.
I'm a better man now.
Well, now here's some more advice. Now this isn't just some marriage counselor on TikTok who claims this is what I hear all the time. This was written down. This was an actual article, and it's gone viral because a woman on TikTok has decided to read this article called "How to Hold Your Husband."
How to hold him?
How to hold your husband?
So hostage?
Well, I guess, yeah. How to keep your husband around? I don't know. Is that? I don't know exactly what has to be done. I guess someone would have to be offering you something, or you're asking for some sort of a ransom. Is that how a hostage situation works? But it does say hold. How to hold your husband? And she reads from her favorite section here. So
like
I wanted to play you some of this. Yeah, from 1945. And see if
this is from 1945.
Yeah, see if you think any of this stuff still holds true.
All of it.
From this article from 1945.
This 1945 magazine has an article about how to hold your husband. The first tip is to share his hobbies and interests.
Yeah. All right, first tip. Share his hobbies and interests.
Sure.
Now, the internet is going berserk over this article because it's so dated and everything, but is sharing someone's hobbies and interests really such bad advice?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Julia, you're...
I'm in the middle on it. I think it's okay to, definitely, but, like, I've had friends who date men who golf and then are suddenly taking golfing lessons, and I'm like, you don't need to do that.
Well, and there are some hobbies he doesn't need you to share, and she doesn't need you to share, right?
Right, sure.
But I think sometimes to at least meet the person in the middle on
like
certain things.
Like sexting other women. I don't need you to pick up that hobby.
Right, right.
It's mine.
That's my thing.
Something I like to do.
And we still have a healthy sex life, so I don't see what the problem is. But yeah, you know, you don't have to take the other person's entire personality.
No, okay.
And I think...
Well, maybe, you know, you're like, hey, on the weekends he likes to go golf. It's 3 or 4 hours. Maybe he does want to spend
maybe
time
with you. Maybe he does want
you
to go. Yes.
Then it would be nice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, and it's fine. Like I said, it all depends.
Right.
Yeah. Like my ex, she really liked... I shouldn't say she really liked
sleeping with other dudes.
Well, yeah, but superhero stuff, right? Which I've never been
right.
into.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Joe, I didn't know what you were going to say.
I was like, you know, maybe I should go see a superhero movie with her. Maybe I should sleep with another dude with her. But no, I was a little late to that. But I do.
Well,
think
you
there's
did the
things.
Second, so
right. But it was
could have went and saw Spider-Man would have been easier, I think.
Yeah, it probably would have been. It was Captain America. I think. Was
given
the
options, you picked the latter. I probably would have picked the former.
If you're going to do it
man,
also...
Man, do I love Captain America is what I would have been saying. But you, on the other hand, are like, well, let's bring Steve over.
Chris Evans. That's what happened. I think she saw him and she thought... She looked over at me and...
Hey, man, you do what you can.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to judge.
Too little, too late. All right, so that's the first piece of advice. Share his hobbies. I don't think that's terrible.
The next tip says, be sure you pass the breakfast table test. He may be comparing you with the slick chicks he works with at the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slick chicks.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Slick chicks at work.
What is the breakfast table?
Yeah, don't come down looking all crazy with your crazy hair and no makeup.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Put yourself together a little bit.
You're sitting at breakfast. You're going to see her
pull
before
it together.
You go to work.
Shut up.
And you know, that's the last thing he, that's the last time he's going to see you today. That's the image he has. Well, it's the first and last until he gets back from work.
You got all your crazy hair going on.
So you need to look good.
Yeah.
Even at breakfast.
No, I think that's outdated.
You do?
Yes.
Do you think guys could maybe learn a little something from that in 2022? Like maybe guys could try, because there's always been so much pressure on the woman to look good. And, you know,
well, he was already going to work.
Right, I know, but
so
now she's presumably going to work, too.
And she's, you know, coming down, you know, looking all crazy-eyed and stuff.
Crazy-eyed. Yeah, past the breakfast. Hey, but there are some slick chicks at work.
Right.
Apparently, she's not one of them, but...
she doesn't work with them.
Right, so he's going to see these women at work, and, you know, they're going to be dressed for work, just like he is. Julia says it's outdated. I have to go with her on this one because...
It is outdated.
For sure?
Yes.
Okay.
But there is something to maybe trying to look your best for your significant other at times. Or at least look, you know...
Like
it's like not farting in front of them, right? Yeah, like in the morning,
like
try not
to
look...
every time you see them?
Yeah, like try to, you know,
I
be
think
somewhat
it's a little
presentable.
You know what? I think that's disgusting. Disgusting. Disgust me.
Okay, all right, fine. Next tip, please.
It then says, be his best playmate, but remember, you're a female, so keep yourself intriguing and seductive.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Do that.
Keep yourself intriguing and seductive.
Yeah.
How do you do that? By not
being. I don't know. That's for you to figure out, but do it.
Throwing yourself at him all the time?
I don't know. Just do it. Be intriguing and seductive.
You got to be his best playmate.
Yeah.
And be intriguing and seductive. Yeah, I don't think... Is that outdated, Julie? You tell me. Intriguing and seductive.
I don't know. I'm kind of split on this one. Okay. I think it is outdated to say that that is the standard for every relationship. But if that is what you guys like in your sex life, then more power to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to be intriguing and seductive as a guy.
Just be you, to be honest.
Me?
I find you intriguing and seductive.
I appreciate that, but come on. I mean... Well,
when I see you, that's two words that pop into my head. Intriguing and seductive. That's what I think.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to say outdated on that one, too, then, I guess.
A woman's laugh is lovely when it comes off right. A horse laugh is best left to the ponies.
I have a horse laugh. As somebody with a horse laugh, I find this offensive.
A horse laugh is best left to the horse.
This is outdated. This is saying women can only laugh.
You know how I
dainty.
Feel about laughs.
Yeah, and it's honestly
right.
Like,
it makes me angry.
It's a very sweet tangent
laugh,
then you go
please.
Off on. Yeah.
I want you to be happy.
Right.
And while you're, you know, gussing yourself up for breakfast and being
right.
intriguing and seductive.
You
know, I want you to enjoy yourself, too.
And then you had to go and ruin it.
I feel like if you do the other things, then the horse laugh is, you know, it's fine. Because like you said, Laszlo, you're hot, intriguing, seductive.
I like it when people laugh.
Right. I know you do. And I'm saying, you know, especially if you do the other things. Anyway, that one we're going outdated. I don't think it was ever appropriate, right?
To make fun of people's laughs? No, of course not. It makes me angry.
To try and change your laugh?
Yeah, don't change your laugh for anybody.
There were some other pieces of advice that I found from some other 50s articles, but it's stuff that you would expect. But the top one that I thought was kind of ridiculous.
I'd like to hear more of them.
Well, okay, so that's what she read in her viral video, but there's some more here. Don't talk as much. Like, don't talk so much.
Yeah.
You know, they go into a long thing about don't bother your husband with petty troubles and complaints when he comes home from work.
Got a lot going on in our heads.
Be a good listener. Let him tell you his troubles.
Yeah.
Yours will seem trivial in comparison.
Oh, see?
I didn't write this.
That's outdated.
I didn't write this. Remember, your most important job is to build up and maintain his ego.
Yeah, do
which
that.
Which gets bruised plenty
do
in
that.
Business.
No.
Do that.
No.
More
no.
ego stroking. Less no. Less sighing. More you're awesome.
Morale is a
I'm
woman's
throw
business.
Throw you out the window.
Let him relax before dinner. Discuss family problems after the inner man has been satisfied.
Yes. So, I need to sit down. I've had a hard day.
Next one is bad cooking will drive your man to the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, this is exactly what you think, but maintaining a good kitchen and making sure that you're a good cook.
It's
otherwise,
only getting worse.
He could get upset and he might just go, you know, have a drink at the bar, even eat some food while he's there because, you
know, he
doesn't want to be around you listening to all your problems with your crazy eyes and
your messy hair.
Right. Crazy eyes.
Right. Your dirty pajamas.
And messy
hair. Pull it together.
Hair. Yeah, I don't. So you're saying cook? I didn't even get to ask you, Julia. But being a good cook, that's outdated.
Yeah, I don't think it's a must. Or like it's that's the old stereotypical thing of like the woman has to have dinner on the table every single night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
I think that's obviously outdated, right?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't even know. Does anyone still do that? I'm sure there are people that still do that, but like the idea of like, where's my dinner? You know what I mean? That seems very, very, very outdated. Now, the next one on here says, don't be a sexual vampire or a frigid franny.
What?
Yeah. So just as the vampire sucks the blood of its victims in their sleep while they are alive, so does the woman vampire suck the life and exhaust the vitality of her male partner or victim. It is to be borne in mind that it is particularly older girls between 30 and 50, who are apt to be unreasonable in their demands when they get married. But no age is exempt.
Well, I don't like those old
sexual
ladies.
Vampires may be found among
old ladies,
girls of 20 as well as women 60 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't be a sexual vampire or a, what was it, frigid fanny.
Right. Find that middle ground.
Julia, what? Applicable or outdated?
Find that middle ground.
I hate this list now.
Come on.
Now, I like this next one. I haven't even read this one yet, but the next one just says pink panties are a must.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
What?
Yeah.
Get them for this both of us.
This may be considered too delicate or too trifling.
I like it for all of us.
A subject both to discuss in an important sex book.
Yes.
But nothing is too delicate or too trifling that concerns human happiness.
Put
and
on
you
some
will
pink panties.
Believe me if I tell you that.
Come down to the kitchen table, put on some pink panties, get yourself together. Ask me about my day.
Nice underwear or dainty lingerie plays a very important role in marital life.
Yeah.
If anything, in a woman's toilet should be immaculately fresh and clean. It's her underwear. They must have used to call
women's
it a bathroom.
Toilet.
Yeah, I don't know why it says woman's toilet, but maybe they just called that the bathroom and that's where she kept her underwear? I don't really know. But they're saying, you know.
A woman's toilet?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is that what they used to call a closet?
And if anything, in a woman's toilet should be immediately fresh and clean. It is, I emphasize, her underwear. Silk and lace, that's
fair
preferred
enough.
If they can be afforded, and attention should be paid to the color. As a rule, delicate pink is the color men prefer. Yeah. So good underwear and some nice lingerie.
Get some underwear.
Is that outdated?
Jesus Christ, you always come down here at breakfast with your bad underwear. Pull
this
it together.
This is so bad.
Pull it together.
You didn't even answer yet. Is that if that?
Yes.
Good underwear? I think guys and gals should both
have
good underwear.
Good underwear, but you can't require a woman to have pink panties.
It's just advice.
Well, it doesn't seem like too much to ask.
Right. Shut up.
It's just advice. These aren't hard and fast rules. It's just saying, if you do these things, you're more likely to be in a happy relationship. I think that goes
by
for guys.
By the way, if you do those things, the guy, it says how to hold on to a guy. It doesn't say these things are right. It doesn't even say these things aren't misogynistic. It just says if you want to keep the guy, come downstairs, look hot, wear pink panties, right? Don't tell him about your stupid day because he doesn't want to hear it. Ask him about his, right?
Yeah.
Tell him he's awesome, have sex, not too much,
not too little. Yeah, exactly. You got to be somewhere.
Exactly about the amount that he wants.
No sex vampire, no frigid fan.
Right.
All right, Sokin, I know we're running late.
So I would think, like, okay, we can all say this is ridiculous, but if any guy went home and those were the things that were going on in your house, you ain't leaving.
Right. And I'll have to skip because I know we're out of time. So he's the boss is the next rule, which, we don't have time to discuss whether or not that's dated or not. But the last one here is really, I feel like, fitting to the conversation that we had yesterday. Let him have a little fun now and then. You ready for this? In case of an occasional lapse on the part of the husband.
Sure. Don't hold this against him. Get over it. Rub some dirt on
there's
it.
There's a bit of advice that may prove acceptable. My advice would be forgive and forget, or still better, make believe that you know
there
nothing.
You go. Yes,
an occasional lapse from the
pretend
straight
like
path
that did not happen.
Does not mean that he has ceased to love you.
Yes.
He may love you just as much.
This is
he may
very
love you a good
sense.
Deal more. Saying pretend like you don't know and just get over
yes,
it.
Just,
that's what
Lazo
said
on.
Yesterday. Now I see it in this relationship advice thing here. From a doctor. Dr. Robinson, I was in the 50s or something, but still, good advice is good advice.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Hey, I thought of you because you're a parent, and they were asking for parenting advice on the internet.
Hmm.
Everyone was trying to answer the same question.
Okay.
Like, what would you do in this scenario? Now, your oldest is 15, and this question involves having a 17-year-old.
Okay.
But the question is, your 17-year-old son takes the car out without your permission so that they can drive to a party. It was a party that they were not supposed to go to because of bad grades. How do you punish your 17-year-old for going to the party they weren't supposed to go to and taking the car that they had no business taking? That's the kind of thing when I was a kid that, like, I didn't even consider. I probably would, knowing what I know now, if I'd known that then, like, there's only so much trouble you can get in. I probably would have just got yelled at. Might have even been worth it. But it seemed like such a horrible thing to do that they might stop loving me. I don't know. Like, taking the car. And I don't know. Maybe you did. Did you ever steal the car? Steal your parents' car?
No.
And if your own kid does it.
Oh, man.
So they're getting back.
What are some of the suggestions? I don't know. Those are the kind of things where you're like, what? Boy. I know you should be in a lot of trouble, but what really can, I mean, what can
right.
I
and,
do?
And at 17, like, you're almost an adult. Right. So you also don't want to, I would think, you're worried about maybe pushing this kid. Wait, are they going to test you? You hear about parents with their teenagers. Teenagers all the time test their parents. Like, what's the worst you could do? You're not actually going to kick me out of the house. You know what? I want to leave the house.
Right.
I've seen, you know, when I was a kid, I saw friends do that. It seemed to be a lot of girls that I knew would get into fights with their moms, like blowout fights. And sometimes they would leave the house. But I'm guessing that you're kind of walking a tightrope there as a parent. I mean, the top thing that people said was that he doesn't get the car anymore at all. No keys, no access to the car.
Right.
You're done, which, okay, sure. But that seems like the obvious thing. He was already not supposed to have the car. And he
took it anyway.
And he took it anyway.
Well, you're going to have to be more careful with the keys,
yeah,
that's for sure.
That's true. And he drove to a party that he wasn't supposed to go to. I guess what's really being asked here is, what is the punishment that you give out to a teenager for, you know, doing about as bad a thing as they can do within reason, you know, not like breaking the law or doing anything completely immoral, but just they stole a car and went to a party they weren't supposed to. That would have been real bad at my house. What, you know, my parents weren't spanking me anymore at that point. So what do you do with a 17-year-old? And what did your parents do to punish you when you were that age?
They tried.
Right. Like,
but there was nothing that, you know, I just didn't listen to them. I just went out anyway. Like, I didn't.
They tried grounding, right?
Yeah, he just left anyway.
Which, obviously, this kid was already grounded, it sounds like. At least not supposed to go to the party. And they were getting bad grades, so that's why they're in trouble, I guess. But you could be in trouble for anything.
I don't know, man. They're 17.
Right. I mean, look, your oldest is 15. Well, luckily, he's a really good kid.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
He's not 17 yet.
Right, but if he did something bad at 15 even. I think that it gets even harder at 17 because now they are old enough to drive and all stuff. But even at 15, if he just did something bad, forget about stealing the car, but something really, really bad, what is the punishment? I think it totally depends on the relationship you have with your kids.
Yeah.
Because I think if you...
I mean, as I sit here and kick it around, I think, you know, it is like, hey, you know, it's my car. You can't use it anymore. The keys are in my pocket. You're also 17. You got bad grades. You're senior in high school. I don't know. I'm not going to ground you or anything. You're damn near an adult. You got a lot of stuff to figure out, man. It's going to be tough. I think you just tell them that. Like, it's going to be tough. You got bad grades, 17. You know, I did the same thing when I was your age. I don't know what you're going to do. You know, sit around and figure it out. Like, I think if you get mad, it just fuels. They're just doing, they're not just doing things to make you mad. That's ridiculous. They're doing things that they want to do with no regard for, right, any sort of punishments or whatever else could come. So at that point, if they don't have any regard for any of that, then laying extra restrictions on them, they don't care about consequences.
Right.
So putting consequences in front of them seems like, well, you're just going to make them do more things, right? And you're not going to follow through with any of those things.
Right.
What are you going to be like, oh, you know, you're grounded for a year? Like, you're not going to follow through with that. So if you don't follow through with it, then they're just going to do more. I think you just tell them, like, look, you can't use the car anymore. You're 17. You got to go to school. I don't know what you do, man. You got, here's what happens. You fail high school. This is how that works out.
Right.
Here you go.
Yeah, because you're right.
You're on your own, man.
The people saying,
I'm not going to not feed you or anything, but yeah, you know. You got a lot to sift through here, buddy. And, you know, I get it. It's a hard time. Your brain's not fully functioned. Weird.
But you're not going to put them on this probation thing where you check their homework every night and you do this. It's too much work for you as a parent. First of all,
and it's not going to work.
Stick with it. It's not going to work, right?
Mm-mm.
But and I don't know if this would work or not, Lazo, but knowing the, you know, what I see of the relationship with you and your boys and how close you guys are, I feel like, and maybe you've done this before, but if you used the punishment that my mom and dad would use as, I think what I learned later was kind of their nuclear, it was the final one. Right. It was basically the total disappointment insofar as I did not expect this from you.
Right.
I thought you were better than this. It's that basically saying, like, without saying it, I don't love you as much as I did a couple of days
man.
Ago.
And well, they, use
they're
that.
Not. No, they
I don't
want
them to walk around with guilt for the rest of their lives.
They don't say it, but they're feeling it. Well, definitely
I'm not
my parents.
Guilt them.
My parents
really,
didn't use
I
guilt.
Think the answer is to tell them what this is what happens, man. There are consequences for your actions. You can't use my car anymore.
Right.
Yeah, right? Like, that's it. So I don't know how you're going to get around. You're going to have your friends drive you around, I guess. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you fail out of school and you fail out of school. I don't know how you're going to have to go get a job.
I can't imagine the tightrope that you're constantly on as a parent, because if you are too strict, then they could.
No, they're not going to make it worse.
Right, and push away. And I just had, like, I go back to what my parents did, which is the I'm so disappointed in you, I can't express it.
It feels like now you just carry around guilt until you're 60.
Which I do. Definitely do. And I don't know. Julie, what would your parents have done when you were a teenager if they wanted to get you, if you were in a ton of trouble, like how could they punish you? Or how did they punish you? Or
it was always
that?
Just grounded. Like, you can't leave the house for X amount of time.
My parents never
grounded.
And no
grounded. Electronics.
You think grounding worked? You think it was a deterrent? Like, were you upset by the grounding?
Yeah, it sucked.
Or was it like, yeah, ground me for a year? I don't
but
care.
I was also...
But did it make you not
I mean,
do
I
other
definitely,
stuff again?
Right. I definitely did stuff that got me grounded. But, like, I think when I became a teenager, I just, like, was scared to rock the boat because I didn't want that. So, yeah, it worked.
Yeah,
because like I wouldn't have done like a stealing the car move because I was scared for that to happen. So yes,
my mom didn't do grounding. I knew about it, you know, from friends and stuff. I'd see it in movies,
right?
But I don't think she ever actually grounded. And I asked her once, like, why don't you ground? She's like, I don't know, I've just never done it. Do you want to be grounded? That's what she said to me. Why right. You want to be grounded? I said, no, I was just curious about it. I don't know. But I think with
so what are people saying the punishment? The punishment is just take away the car.
Take away the car is the top one. And then people talking about, which you already touched on, this idea of, all right, now you're basically going to be on probation. I'm going to check your homework. I'm going to do this.
Sucks.
And it's going to be for a year. And then, you know, maybe you can have some car rights back in 2 months' time if you do this. It seems like a lot of work. The next one, though, seemed really bad because they said, I'm going to invite his friends over, like his three closest friends, and I'm going to have a talk with all of them.
Oh, no.
About what's going on. Is he the bad influence or are you the bad influence? You know, he's
I'm
in
not
trouble.
Doing that.
Like, no, I don't think you can drag his friends.
Not my kids.
Right, exactly. I know some parents do that. I was punished by friends' parents sometimes as a kid,
yeah,
but it always felt weird. I don't think my parents ever punished. Did you ever get punished by your friends' parents?
No.
Man, if my mom knew, because it only happened a couple times, if my mom knew that I was being punished by their parents, she would have absolutely lost it. I think your dad maybe not so much. Maybe your
dad my
like,
dad would have lost it.
Right, and your dad was like kind of he could be kind of heavy handed. It's not
he
like
would,
he
but
was
it wasn't like you be
heavy handed.
Right. I'll be heavy handed. You don't talk to my kid.
Don't even yell at him.
And that was the thing. Like if you yelled at my kid, you know, my dad would be like, "Don't yell at my kid. I'll kick your ass." Then we go home and kick my ass.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
You know, he was the only one who could kick my ass.
Yeah, you're still in trouble, and I heard about what you did. Now
right.
I'm gonna kick your ass. But
right.
But dad, I already got my ass kicked. Yeah, well, I'll kick his ass later.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it. Like it was a weird thing, and I wasn't gonna tell my mom because I was afraid that she might. I mean, she might go over to that person's house. You know.
But
what I mean?
Think you can say, you know, with that, I don't think you have to be like, hey. You know, here's the consequences, and you got to work towards goals. But I think you can be like, hey, man, like, there's when we live together as father and son, or mom and daughter, or mom, whatever it is, right? There's like rules that we have to, we kind of all have to. I have mine, and you have yours, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of got to all function inside of them so that we can live together, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be incredibly happy all the time, but it shouldn't be miserable. And if you're going to do this kind of stuff, then it's going to be miserable. And so we just have to have the discussion. Like, the stuff that I do for you, that I do to try to make it harmonious around here, above and beyond, right? That's gone.
Right.
And, you know, we're just not – we got to try to go back to that basic level where we're just going to – at this moment, we're just going to try to survive.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to yell at you. You're going to try not to yell at me. You don't get the keys of the car, and I'm not buying you new Jordans. We're done here, right? until we get back on some sort of level where we're all working together to make this a better place to live. And I get it. You're not here alone. Clearly, I've made some decisions in raising you that haven't worked out right.
Right.
Right? Because you feel like the only way you can get what you want or what you want to do is to steal my keys and drive my car. So that's, you know, that ain't great. I get it. I'm going to have to do some reflection on that and how you got there. But as of right now, we're kind of done.
This is where we're at. Yeah. Right. Do you want to hear what the expert says?
Please.
She's a clinical psychologist, and these are the top things that she says you, this is how you punish, okay?
Just give him the car?
No, well,
no. Save my car.
She says,
I love you so much. I'm sorry I got divorced. God.
And this is for teens, so it's not like she's just talking about kids here, but no access to electronics.
Okay.
So they, you got to take away phones, and she says, like, they don't even get to watch TV, which, boy, oh, boy. If you're not getting any of that stuff, what are you doing? Like, reading a book? Ooh. I mean, what's left at that point? The next,
well, that seems really outdated. I hear what she's saying, but every kid's got a MacBook for school. Every kid's got, well, how's he going to do his homework?
Right. That's what I thought. This is from
he does it on a computer.
Ago. Yeah.
And if you think he's not texting his friends on that computer, figuring out some, right? Like, he can't really do it.
And it also seems like, yeah, outdated and also just for a teenager. I don't know. It sounds like something maybe you do to a kid, but I guess a teenager is a kid. But this is just from a few weeks ago. Limited friend time is the next thing. So, which I guess my parents sort of did that. Like, no, you can't. You can't spend, no, I don't think they did, actually. I don't think they limited my friend time. They did try and steer me away from right. friends they didn't like by basically saying, no, you can't go do this today.
Right.
But if I asked to do it with somebody else, then I could. I don't. You probably haven't had that problem. Well, maybe. No. Have you ever tried to steer your kids away no. from a kid? Like, yeah, maybe. No, he can't come over right now.
No, even if there's kids, I'm like, I don't really like that kid.
Yeah.
Which is a weird feeling because you're like, you're an adult. How can you not like kids? But it happens.
Yeah.
I'm always like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I was.
Or maybe
that
there's
kid.
Some redeeming quality in this kid that I don't see that my kid does. Well, I don't know, but I'm too. Like, or else like, they'll figure out this kid's an idiot.
Yeah, I think I might feel bad for the kid too. Like you said, maybe there's something I don't see. Who knows? And maybe I'll learn to like this kid. Right. I don't know. Then she says stricter house rules, like you have to change everything. So now you just have everything. Well, there's new rules,
it's
right?
It's horrible to live like that.
Right. You, so I mean,
it doesn't make it any better for them. The whole thing's just horrible now.
Yeah, I don't. I know that I wasn't grounded, but I do think the house rules maybe did get stricter. But isn't that like saying that your curfew's earlier? Maybe you can only watch TV for this long. I mean, which is kind of what she's talking about.
I don't know,
that's
man.
Just making
seems
all
hard.
New, making
like,
all
I don't
new
know.
Rules.
Maybe listen to them, ask them what's going on. Why are they acting like this? Maybe I don't have all the answers. How can I help? Can we spend more time together doing other stuff? Want to go to a baseball game, man? Like, how can I help you get through this situation? I get it. It's tough. We've all been there.
Man, you're a nice dad.
Like, maybe that's the answer, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it is. Like, maybe it's not like, what are you going to say to your kid when they do something wrong? Maybe it's like, I'm going to listen to what they have to say. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't
that,
know. I've man. Only been thinking about it for 15 minutes, but right. that's kind of where I am now. Like, what, you know, why are the grades bad? And why are you going to do these things that... You know, I don't think are appropriate. What makes you think that it's okay to just grab my keys and steal them? Like, I wouldn't do that to you.
And you know it's not
right?
okay, so why'd you do it?
So why'd you do it? So maybe I just need to hear, like, what's going on in your life, man? Where are you at? How can I help?
Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, I guess you take
yeah,
away TikTok.
Send them to their mom's house.
Yeah, there's always that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, are we good?
We're done.
Julia, everything
yeah.
all right?
Sorry I said I want to throw you out a window.
It's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I said that I wanted you to look better at breakfast.
Okay, I'm going to throw you
I think if you go back and listen, though.
It was a good time. A good time was had by all. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Context is needed, I think, for that.
All right, are we good?
Yeah, we're all done, man. Excited
so
to see you guys tomorrow.
You good? We're done?
All set.
All right, remember. It's contract season, kids. Listen longer, all right? Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.